Tell me a little bit, John, about some of the things that you have gone through with respect to your service. I mean, what were you in and what did you do?
Okay, I was in the U.S. Army from 1973, September, to September of 1976. And I enlisted on my 17th birthday, and that's when I went to boot camp. My parents signed for me, and I went to boot camp when I was 17 in the Army.
And what theater were you in?
I was in the Vietnam era. I was over in Thailand. I had no idea that I would get deployed over there because they'd already signed a peace treaty, you know, in April of 73, and the draft was over then, and I ended up over in Thailand in 74 and 75 when Saigon actually fell in April of 75, so I was over there when that happened, out of Thailand. So we were a support unit, a transportation unit, trying to move equipment out and back to the United States, so in a deep water port in Sadahip, Thailand.
What was that like? I mean, you knew you were close to a very dramatic event in American history, obviously, at least in recent history. What was that like working with soldiers who may or may not necessarily have wanted to be there?
It was very tough to see. We did have some of the soldiers come in there that lost their lives over in Vietnam, and they processed them and put them on ships to send them to Hawaii. You know, they had a Siltai unit in Hawaii to process the deceased soldiers, and it was a real eye-opening deal. I was really young, you know, I was only 18 when I was over there, and it was just hard to get used to it, you know, and I was never actually stationed in Vietnam, but I was as close as you want to get to Vietnam and Cambodia and Laos and Thailand. They're all in the same area, so...
I imagine the people and the experiences over there were much different than anything that you had seen growing up here in the United States.
Exactly, AJ. It was, right after Saigon fell in April of 75, you know, Pol Pot in Cambodia was, you know, genociding, you know, he was killing all kinds of his own people, you know, and that was really hard to hear and not to take any action to do anything, you know, because he was a real tyrant. I think he was worse than Hitler ever was.
We would see the images of all the skulls and everything else like that.
Yeah, was that killing field? Yeah.
Yeah. Was that something that you had seen or?
Nope, I was never into Cambodia. Nope, we were in Thailand, which is right next to Cambodia, you know, and we never went in there when that happened. There was an incident though, AJ, at one time, when the Cambodian pirates, the Khmer Rouge, they seized the U.S. Mayaguez merchant marine ship, and they had to send some Marines into Cambodia there to rescue the Marines, to rescue the merchant Marines on that vessel. So, and that was right like the middle of May in 75 after Saigon fell, and that was a pretty big incident too, AJ.
Did you ever feel threatened or anything like that being over there?
Yeah, I really did, and it was, you know, tough to get along with, and you know, wanting to know if you'd ever get home or not, because, you know, a lot of those Marines, they were brought back to the port there where I was at in Sadahip, and the ones that were killed, you know, we had to get them processed and get them ready, and they shipped them back to the United States. There was a total, I think, of 41 or 42 Marines that lost their lives boarding that merchant marine ship over there at that same time. So,
tough scenario. Now, beyond that, what are some of the other things that you did there during your time in the service?
Well, I was attached to a transportation unit, AJ, and they had a lot of ordnance come into the port there, the deep water port in Sadahip. And at one time before I was there, you know, that was one of the main ports used to bring ordnance into ship up to the big air bases in Utapao and Udorn up in northern Thailand. That's where all the B-52s were stationed. And a lot of those heavy ordnance were sent by convoy. You know, like I said, I was attached to a transportation unit. And not so much when I was there, because they'd already signed a peace treaty, you know, in April of 73, but that was a main hub at one time to move, you know, a lot of artillery and a lot of bombs and stuff to Udorn and Utapao up in northern Thailand.
And then I'm certain as you got out of the service, there were still some memories and some things that you took away from this. What were some of the happier moments, you think, being a part of this cause?
Well, the happiest moment I ever had for this cause was when I landed in the United States. That was the happiest time, and I got back home, you know. And a lot of our men and women didn't make it back, AJ. You know, there were 58,000 we lost over there, and they never got the chance to make it back home, and I did, you know. And I had some issues, you know. I drank a little too much, you know, and I've been sober now 37 years, and I'm enjoying my grandkids now, and you know, that's the thing of my history and my past, you know. I went on the honor flight as a guardian, you know, and I'm the post commander of the VFW in Leland, have been for 9 years, and that's a lot of things I do now, you know, reach out and try to help many veterans as I can.
What do you say to the new kids that want to get into the military service? And there are kids that are out here. What would you tell them? What would you tell them to really take away from this?
Yeah, I got a couple of nephews that are in the military now, and I told them, you know, just to do what you think is right, and go with your heart, and be brave, and be strong, you know, and serve your country.
Sounds tremendous. Thank you very much, sir, for your giving me my liberties, and everyone else who's listening as well, too, that it is an debt that we can never repay, but we thank you so much for everything that you did.
But like I said, AJ, you know, I was mostly a support guy, but, you know, they were needed very, very much over there also, you know. My hats are off to all the combat vets, you know. They really seen the brunt of everything, but it takes a lot of people to make a lot of things work, AJ.
It definitely does. And each part is integral to the other. That's
yep,
what makes
exactly.
It so great.
We all depend on each other, you know.
Well, thank you much, sir.